Hello Sendai! 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会セン e n が英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラと
ニュージーランド出身のペイジと
インド出身のスワです。
今月のテーマは星見る概要、七夕に何を願いますかです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Swastika and I'm from India.
Today's topic is wishing upon a star. What will you wish for during Tanabata?Thank you, you too, for joining us here today for quite a wonderful, uplifting, happy topic. Hopefully you have your wonderful wishes ready to share with our listeners today. So, here in Sendai, the largest festival of the year is certainly Tanabata. Across most parts of Japan, it takes place on July 7th, but here in Sendai, it takes place over several days in early August. In order to have one's wish granted, both children and adults,will write their desires on a piece of colored paper known as a tansaku and hang it on a bamboo plant. The beginnings of this tradition date back to ancient China, and then after that, it eventually made its way over to here in Japan. At the time, it was known as the Star Festival, where people would wish upon a star to have their wish granted. And this wonderful event is, of course, still going on even today. Now, as the title of today's program says, I'd first like to ask our participants,Paige and Ms. Swastika, what they plan to wish on the big day of the festival. So I guess we can start off with Ms. Swastika. What was a dream or a wish that you had as a child?
I had several, but I think in terms of long-term planning and wishes that one often has as a child, I wanted to be either an astronaut or a cricketer, because cricket is really, really popular in my country and I play a lot as a kid. So.I was kind of hoping to see myself in the Indian women's team. That didn't quite work out, but I still do love cricket.
Yeah, well, even if your dream doesn't necessarily pan out and doesn't come to fruition, it at least can be something you can enjoy in a secondhand nature later. At least you can watch cricket, or you can obviously nowadays see, you know, astronauts go up into space. So, yeah, there's all sorts of interesting ways to enjoy things.
Even yeah, if, I hope I can go to space as a translator.
If you shoot for the stars, land on the moon, it's not too bad, right? So how about Paige?
I wanted to be a veterinarian as a child, so often I would wish for more pets. And more often than not, I did end up with a new pet. So I used to have, I had rabbits, birds, cats, dogs, you name it. I've probably had it as a pet. Yeah, I think that was probably maybe like my biggest dream. Unfortunately, I also didn't pan out for me with becoming a veterinarian, but I think still things ended up, you know, pretty good in the end.
So I will have to ask the animal master here, what was your favorite pet?
Cats. Hands down. I have a cat back at my parents' house, even now. Yeah, I really love cats. The best animal in my mind.
Well, the good thing about Japan is that although the apartments and the houses are very small here, it's absolutely great for cats. And they're a little bit more expensive in comparison to America, but oh, they're just so cute. So we've heard from everyone's wishes that they had as a child, and unfortunately, while we do have these dreams, well, not all of them, unfortunately, can be granted, but it can be fun to think back and enjoy, have a little bit of nostalgia for those more simpler and easier times.But there are many different things that people do in order to try to have their wishes come true. There might be some sort of task you performed, which is similar to writing down your wish on a piece of tansaku paper. Like here in Japan, maybe you study a little magic incantation, maybe you pray to God, I don't know. Everyone has their own way of doing it. So I guess first we can start off with Swastika.
Yeah, sure.
Did you do anything special in order to try to have your wishes granted?
I did actually, and it was something all of us did back at my house, but we'd light a candle. It's similar to a candle, it's more like an oil lamp, And we'd light it and make our wishes, I guess. And I still distinctly remember that every time we'd light it, my granddad would always say that this is the light of knowledge. And back then as a kid, I didn't quite get that. I'm just like, I want to make a wish? I don't know knowledge, man. But I guess in retrospect, it does make a lot of sense because I guess, you know, whatever you want, you wish for. I think the surest shot you have at getting there is through knowledge. So that's a very happy, nostalgic memory for me. Confusing as a child, but it's nice to be able to make sense of it now, I guess.
Well, it's good to hear those words of wisdom from your elders, even at the time, if you don't understand it. As long as it really reverberates in you and sticks in your memory, then you can think back and say, wow, amazing, he really was a great person. So how about you, Paige?
Last year and the year previous, I participated in the Sendai Relay Marathon. The first time I was a little bit slow, the first year round, and then the second year round I happened to be in Kansai before the big race, and there's a specific shrine in Hattori Tenjin. So the shrine is called Hattori Tenjin and it's called the foot god. They have the Ashi no Kamisama. And so I went to the shrine and I went to pray at the shrine if I could run faster than my previous time in the previous relay race. And when the race day came around, I indeed was faster. I don't know if it was because I prayed to the foot god, or if it was the new shoes that I purchased before giving me that little bit of extra bounce, but I did perform better. And so, I don't know, maybe it was just the thought of having someone on my side rooting for me while also not being there. I don't know. The power of knowledge and not even of faith, but just some sort of like weird power came across me on that day. So it's kind of strange, but also, yeah. Something that I thought was quite interesting when it did happen.
Well, you know, thoughts and words oftentimes do lead into deeds. It could help motivate you, even depending whether or not there's a special power out there which can help you. It could be the power of knowledge. It could be the power of God. It could be either. As I mentioned in the opening segment, while Tanabata is on July 7th for much of Japan, here in Sendai, it takes place 1 month later from the 6th to the 8th. This is due to how the date is calculated using Japan's old lunar calendar versus a modern Gregorian one. You can enjoy a wide variety of decorations during Tanabata, which will be displayed in central Sendai and the shopping arcades, as well as a few other areas. So don't forget to bring a piece of tansaku paper with your wish written down on it, so then you can have it granted, hopefully, by hanging it on one of the many bamboo plants that can be found around town. So, since we've talked about our previous wishes, we obviously have wishes and goals in the future, and I think this might be maybe the hardest part of the segment, but I'd like to hear first from Swastika. What will be your request or wish during Tanabata this year?
You're right, it is a very difficult question indeed. And July also happens to be my birthday month, so I already feel this super duper obligation to kind of, you know, figure out what I want to do in terms of how I want to lead my life, etc. And I think that this year I have two main wishes. One of them is being able to do a full push-up. I've been trying for years, it just doesn't work out. My arm strength is really, really not up to mark. And the other thing that I want to do is I want to kind of try to practice gratitude more consciously. And this is also something that I've been telling myself that I want to do for a couple of years. But, you know, it's just, I kind of think about it. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm grateful. But I don't really kind of make a practice out of it. And I thought maybe trying to write it down. I found this little thing called Shiawase no Nikki, which is a gift from one of my grandma friends in Sendai. And I thought I want to start using it and actually consciously write like one line or two lines to try to express my gratitude to God. And yeah, I'm hoping I can start doing that more consciously starting Tanabata.
One of them is to be successful in finding a nice new career from August. And the other one would probably be to see my cat again. I haven't seen him in a very long time, only through video calling with my parents. He can kind of be a little bit aloof sometimes, so I don't always get to talk to my cat over the phone. So I'd really love to see my cat in person again. I think maybe that might be one of my wishes for the coming year or so, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough not to be able to meet, obviously pets are part of that, but meet new family or people overseas. We've all had this huge wall erected around between every single country in the world for the past few years. And in my case, I very much wish that I could see my family. I've made plans and plans for the past 2 years, and I keep getting destroyed every single time there's a new variant that comes out or a new limitation somehow. Something comes up, pulls it all up. So that's something I think I probably will be writing on my Tansaku during Tanabata. Please let me see my family, God. I very much appreciate that. And it's just a personal goal. Obviously, I'm still in my fourth year. I have one more year in this current job. But I'm looking at Paige's plight and her situation. I think maybe I should start wishing and praying early that I can find a job next year. Because it doesn't sound like there's much fun to look for.
So. Maybe. I don't think any amount of praying can help find a job. Only very, very, very gratuitous efforts. And making sure that you're keeping on top of recruiters and making sure that they're fighting the good fight for you. That is my advice.
Okay, well, I'll change that. But I'll wish that I have the willpower to make strenuous efforts in order to make sure that I shoot for 100 companies or whatever it's going to take me to find. I'm sure many of our listeners, if you are foreigners, you're probably in the same boat, in the same situation, and I hope that everyone thinks about where they would like to be in the next year or 5 years and make a wish according to that. And I think even if it doesn't work out right away, hopefully you can at least get a little bit stuff closer to where you'd like to be in the future. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia provides a subsidy for international exchange projects that involve the themes of internationalization and multiculturalism. The third application period for this year runs from August 1st to August 31st. The application period is only for projects which will take place between October 2022 and March 2023. Citizen organizations that independently plan and carry out such projects are eligible to receive this subsidy if more than half of their members live, work, or study in Sendai. The maximum subsidy amount that you can receive is 100,000 yen. If you are thinking of applying, please contact Sentia beforehand by telephone or email. The telephone number you can contact them at is 022-268-6260, and the email address and other information can be found on Sentia's website. That's all we have for you on this episode of Hello Sendai. I hope you guys have all of your wishes granted. And even if you don't, well, better luck next time. It's room for growth. So, see you next time. Bye-bye.